Since the dawn of civilization, societies have ebbed and flowed with the fertility of the land. As soils wore out, empires crumbled and new lands were sought. Today, few new soils remain, and society is tasked with preserving and enhancing soils we have. The five principles of soil health can be the recipe for achieving this goal, and a review of systems research in Central South Dakota confirms the value of rotation plus no-till on productivity and soil health. PhD student researcher Natalie Sturm assessed rotational research at Dakota Lakes Research Farm, looking at 30 years of data measuring crop performance and soil health parameters such as organic matter, biological properties, bulk density, and aggregate size.
We found that the rotations, which had a greater diversity while also having high biomass producing crops like corn and wheat, had very much improved soil health properties compared to rotations that didn't have as many high biomass crops in them.
She reports the analysis confirms the value of no-till, but also critical is crop rotation and intensity. Sturm states the most productive systems over 30 years of research include rotations with at least 60% high biomass crops, such as small grains, corn, or sorghum.
So especially with no-till, I mean, I think it's fairly well known that, you know, takes 3, 4, 5 years to see differences when you switch to no-till. The same thing is true with crop rotations as well. One cycle through a five-year rotation isn't really going to change much. It takes several cycles, which ultimately ends up being 20 years. So
cropping systems can change soils over time, and it's farmer management and rotations which determine if that change is positive or negative. Reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Geppert.